From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonian border fired the tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday in the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinyals, a senior IMF official, spoke to journalists Wednesday.
Confidence in policy traction has slipped amid concerns about the ability of overburdened monetary policies to offset the impact of higher economic and political risks.
Vinyals said that recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents of President Park Geun-hye's Saenuri party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative elections. The exit polls indicate voters may have denied the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. Recent opinion polls had shown strong support for Park, particularly for her tough stance on national security taken against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. The department released its 40th annual human rights report, singling out numerous governments for criticism, including what it describes as historically authoritarian regimes in North Korea, Cuba, China, Iran, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. The report also denounced Islamic State terrorists for their attacks on civilians. Secretary of State John Kerry used the release of the report to reiterate U.S. opposition to the use of torture.
I want to say a word about the issue of torture. I want to remove even a scintilla of doubt or confusion that has been caused by statements that others have made in recent weeks and months. The United States is opposed to the use of torture in any form, at any time, by any government or non-state actor.
John Kerry. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held parliamentary elections Wednesday despite the civil war. The elections were dubbed a farce by political activists, rebel commanders, and Western governments, but they are seen as an indication that Mr. Assad has no intention of stepping down as demanded by his opponents. Jordanian police shuttered the main office of the Muslim Brotherhood group in the capital Amman Wednesday. Edward Uranian reports.
Jordanian police and security forces officially shut down the main headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood group, sealing its doors with red wax. Officials and employees of the pro-Egyptian faction were asked to leave the facility before it was closed. The Jordan Times newspaper reported that two competing factions of the Muslim Brotherhood were vying for control of the group, and that leaders occupying its headquarters had never officially applied for a license to operate. A new rival faction has applied for a license. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is visiting Manila in the Philippines. Carter's arrival Wednesday follows the approval by the Philippine Supreme Court of a new agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines to allow U.S. rotational military forces on Filipino bases. The United Nations is calling for the immediate and unconditional release of one of its staff members kidnapped in eastern Ukraine. A UN statement says it's deeply concerned one of its staff members is being held captive in Donetsk. The statement says the United Nations has information the staff member is being well treated. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.